Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia, Florida line. I hope that you guys are having a great Labor Day weekend. And man, we got to keep our eye on this weather. Dorian is out there in the Gulf. Well, not quite in the Gulf, still in the Atlantic, probably hammering the Bahamas right now and headed toward Florida. So we got to make sure we keep our eye on that because they're still forecasting it to possibly come over toward our way. And we got to make sure we're careful because remember last year, the storm that came through South Georgia really did a number on our neighbors. And it, you know, I'm just thank God we didn't lose many lives and the people down there were able to regroup. But we're still suffering from some of the impacts. You know, you never really think about the impact of a natural disaster until it happens. Something as large as a hurricane coming ashore with 100-plus mile-per-hour wind stretching over a 30 to 75-mile radius, that is constant destruction. And it's something we have to be mindful of. And we have to be careful for our neighbors, too, because, you know, there are some people that can't afford to just pick up and leave during the time of a pending disaster. And they just financially can't afford it. So we got to make sure as people and as a society, we're doing the right thing and we're taking care of that. But I'm excited about the show that I have today. I tell you, all my male listeners out there, this is the day for you to be jealous. I give you permission because I am surrounded by three beautiful, amazing black queens. I'm going to say that again. Three beautiful, amazing black queens represent Columbus, Georgia at the same time. I think we're making history. I'm going to confirm that in a minute, but I'm pretty sure we're making history with this lineup that we have here. But I'm excited today to have with me Miss Columbia's, Miss Columbus, Sophia Abdullah. Tell me again. Say it again.
Sophia.
Abdullah. You know, I every time I say your name, I keep thinking about Miss Sophia. And I like, no, that's not the way you say it. It's Sophia. Okay, that is beautiful. That's a beautiful name. Thank you for being with us today. And congratulations on your crowning of Miss Columbus. I'll come back to you. I also have with me today a very familiar face. I tell you, she's been running around the Alpha House for a while, ever since she was a smaller little girl. And her dad is all over the city. We have with us Miss Jessica Roberts. I know Miss VJ is very proud of you, and she absolutely should be, as well as ours. They certainly have raised a fine daughter, and you are Miss Columbus Outstanding Teen.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations on that. And the third beautiful queen that I have with me here today is Miss Lindsay Richardson, and you are representing as Miss Southern Rivers, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Well, awesome. Well, thank you guys for being here, and I do want to say from the offset of the show that all three of these ladies are part of the Miss America System 2020, and that's going to mean certain things. Let me start with you, Jessica. Miss Columbus team? Wow! Like, I know you walk around the hallways at school like, you know, yes, I'm Miss Teen. How does it feel?
It is absolutely amazing. This was my third time competing for Miss Columbus's Outstanding Teen, and it's actually my last year in the teen program for the Miss America system because I will age out last year, next year. So it's just great knowing that I get to go out representing the city of Columbus, which is my home city.
Wow. So this is your third year. You know, they always say you save the best for last.
Yes.
So they saved the best for your last year.
This is my third time competing for this title, but this is my fifth time competing in the Miss America system.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. So what was it different about this time? What do you think gave you that edge that really took you over the top?
This year, I just really focused more on my interview and on my talent, and I just think that when you're in the pageant system or of any kind of competition system, the more that you work on it, the better you get. And the first time I competed for Miss Columbus's Outstanding Teen, I was 12.
Wow.
I'm 16 now. So it's just a dramatic difference between how I was when I was 12 years old and how I am now.
Well, you know, that you are certainly the epitome of not allowing failure to be your stopping ground. Push forward. Learn from your mistakes from last time. Learn from what you didn't quite do as well. But whatever you do, don't give up. You know, a lot of people would not have won and just, I'm not doing this again. I'm never going to come back. But you came back. And you came back, and now you wear that crown. And that's something that no one will be able to take from you ever. It is etched in history at this point. And you are doing it during a historic year. What does it feel like to be representing during this year with two other amazing African-American women from right here in the city?
Oh, it's absolutely amazing. This is my first time being a sister queen with Sophia, but me and Lindsay were actually sister queens last year, so it's great to have her.
Oh, so yeah, I got a little history. Okay.
Yes, great to have her back with me again this year, because we really connected last year, and we got to know each other very, very well.
Okay.
But it's great, and I just love the Miss America system, because even though this is my fifth year and my fifth title, and having two African-American queens with me, I'm proud to say that every single year that I've been a title holder, I've had a minority sister queen of some sort.
Wow.
So it's great to see different representation in the Miss America system.
Well, that is great. That is great. And Sophia? So we don't want you to feel like the third wheel, since these two have been together before. You know, but I can tell from the interaction with you guys arriving that you have truly built a bond. You've built a sisterhood. How does it feel to be Miss Columbus?
It's been incredible so far. And the best part is being welcomed by both of them, even though they already have history with each other. But just being able to come into an established relationship where we all get along and where we have goals to represent our community well is so exciting for me.
Wow. Now, are you from Columbus?
Not originally. Mm-hmm. I moved here for college, and I attend Columbus State University.
Okay. So, all right. So you're a Cougar.
Yes, I
am. Okay, great. Now, where are you from?
I'm originally from Illinois, and I most recently moved from Columbia, South Carolina.
Okay, well, great. Well, we're certainly glad to have you here. You already represent for the home team. You know, it's almost like, you know, doing the Olympics. Yeah, I don't care what country you come from. When you put on that USA uniform, baby, I'm shouting for you. I'm rooting for you. I don't care what you look like. I'll root for you. So thank you so much. Now, Columbus State, what are you majoring in?
I'm a communications major. I'm very proud of that. We have an excellent program. And so hopefully I will represent them well during this interview.
So I'm sure you killed that question during the pageant. I'm sure that wasn't a problem. What do you think is your strong suit during pageants?
Definitely interview. Talent is something that I had to finesse, just to be honest. Mm-hmm. And there are things that people have to finesse. But definitely interview. It's what judges come to talk to me about the most. And it's where I feel most confident in. And the fortunate thing about this competition is that if you're authentic and you really have dreams that you want people to hear about, this is the perfect place for you to share your platform and to be able to make a mark on your community. And interviews where you do that.
Wow. Why do you think it's important that our little black girls continue to be inspired and engaged with pageantry? Because it seems to be in an area that It could just be me, but it seems like it was more popular, you know, like 10, 15 years ago. How do we re-engage our young folks to really want to be involved with it?
Well, fortunately, the Miss America organization is doing a lot of that work by revamping its image. And so by making it officially a scholarship competition, it's no longer just a good decision for your future. It's also a smart economic decision, because this is a scholarship program and you can earn money so that you can achieve your dreams. And there's just not many other organizations that are 100% dedicated to helping women achieve their dreams.
Wow. From the people out there listening, you are hearing Black Girl Magic drip all through your radios and through your online system if you are streaming here today, because I tell you, I am just around excellence right now. The embodiment of black women, just beautiful, intelligent, amazing young black women that are representing our area, representing our city in a history making year. And it's just so exciting. Now, we also have with us, we don't want to leave her out, Miss Lindsay Richardson, and she's Miss Southern Rivers. How you doing today, Lindsay?
I'm great. How are you?
I am absolutely phenomenal. Now, Lindsay, we're going to get to a lot of questions with you, but first I want to talk to you because I know that you work in the area of education, and I have the utmost respect for our teachers. I don't think y'all get paid enough. I don't think you're respected enough for what you have to endure. I mean, to think of us giving a group of adults, our children, for 8 to 10 hours a day, you're going to play a major role in shaping them, who they're going to be when they grow up, how they're going to contribute to society. Will they go on to college? Will they pick a trade? Will they start a business? Whatever they're going to do, you have that impact on them. How does it feel to be an educator?
It's incredible. This has been my dream literally since I was in the seventh grade. When I was in the seventh grade, my older brother Ryan passed away in a car accident. And my chorus teacher in seventh grade talked to us about how much he cared about us and how we could always achieve our dreams and how music was the way to do it. Music is how we could connect to other people and heal whatever we're dealing with.
Wow.
And from that moment on, I knew I wanted to be a middle school chorus teacher. And so I'm here in Columbus living out my dreams that I've had since seventh grade, just pouring my soul into these children.
Wow, that's passion.
Absolutely.
That's passion, that's commitment, that's dedication, that's perseverance. You know, losing a loved one can be so challenging sometimes, especially losing a brother. And to use that as motivation to be a change agent in the life of someone else, oh my God, what a story.
Thank you. And actually, in the Miss America organization, we have a social impact that we use throughout the entire state to promote what we think is going to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm. And my social impact is mentoring through music, which is using music as a tool to connect people to others, mm-hmm. to information, and to the best version of themselves. And I completely 100% believe that that came from my experience in seventh grade and my experience as a teacher.
Wow. Now, where are you from?
I'm actually from Warner Robins, Georgia.
Okay, Houston County.
Yeah, we know Houston County. That's where I'm from.
Air Force Base. Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh, that's what brought us there. My dad is retired Air Force.
Uh-huh.
So we moved to Warner Robins when I was in fifth grade, and then he ended up retiring there. But I came to Columbus for Columbus State University as well. Mm-hmm. That's where I got my undergrad, and I'll be starting my master's program in the spring.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I know that your parents are absolutely proud of you. They must be. And your commitment to education, you know, even when you and I were talking earlier, you were like, you know, hey, Teddy, I'm going to be a few minutes late because I'm waiting on a parent to come pick up a student. And I couldn't get mad about that because you that's what I would want you to do.
Right.
To, you know, because we got to make sure that we have our hands wrapped around our young people, letting them know that there are people that care and people that want to work with them and people that desire to be around them to make sure that they are successful. And you are one of those people.
Thank you.
And you are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much. We're going to take a quick break so that my sponsors can get a word in, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit more about what it's like to be in a pageant and the preparation and things of that nature. We're going to just have a little fun, okay?
Yeah,
all right. All right. So let's hear from the sponsors. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We'll be right back.
Tri-City Barbers, we need you. The Confess Project presents Igniting Mental Health Advocacy Through Barbershops, Sunday, September 22nd from 1 to 5:30 p.m. at the Columbus Public Library. Suicide is the third leading cause of death in black males in the U.S. between the ages of 18 and 24. Barbers are in a unique position to help and can advocate seeking help if they are aware of the signs of mental or emotional distress. Come on, learn how to recognize these signs. Hosted by yours truly, K92.7's own G Smooth, and presented by the Confess Project. Sunday, September 22nd from 1 to 5:30 p.m. at the Columbus Public Library, 3000 Macon Road.
To Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. We are sitting here with three black queens from Columbus, Georgia, y'all. It's a little coming to America or going on up here right now. She's your queen to be.
Love it.
No, I love what you guys are representing. I love your presence. I love everything about what you are presenting and how you are representing our community. We have Safia Abdullah, who is Miss Columbus. We have Miss Jessica Roberts, who is Miss Columbus Outstanding Teen. And we have Miss Lindsay Richardson, who is Miss Southern Rivers. Now, Lindsay, describe to me what Miss Southern Rivers mean. What is that area? What is that?
Yeah, so what I first thought when I heard Southern Rivers is, well, we live in Columbus. Mm-hmm. There's a river nearby. We're in the South. It makes sense to me. But actually, that's not where it comes from. But it's still an honor to represent Columbus and the Columbus area, especially because I live here.
So where was the pageant for Miss Southern Rivers?
It was here in Columbus at Jordan High School.
Okay.
And so usually we have high schools as where we have our pageants just because of the stage.
Right.
And the space that they offer. And we were really thankful to have Jordan offer their services for us.
Okay. So if we had to describe Southern Rivers in a geographical area, what area would we say is Southern Rivers?
It would be here in the South.
Yeah. In the South. Mm-hmm. All of South Georgia?
No,
not all of South Georgia. just some of it.
Just a little bit.
Southwest Georgia. Okay, all right. Well, good. I mean, Southern Rivers, I've seen that used in other areas as well, and it certainly includes this area as well. So let's talk about, was this your, of course, this is not your first title. Was this your second title?
This is actually my fourth title.
Oh, you're losing count.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
oh, okay.
Fabulous, I lose count. My first title was representing my hometown, Warner Robins.
Okay.
And then I won the title of Miss Columbus.
Okay.
And then I won the title of Miss Troop County, which is right next door.
Yeah.
And then now I'm back as Miss Southern Rivers.
Oh, so the same title that Miss Abdullah has right now, you once had that title.
Yes. I was actually the last person before her to have the title of Miss Columbus. We didn't have a pageant last year, so I kind of hung onto my crown a little bit longer than usual.
Oh, okay. Well, how about that? A little extend of time by default. Okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Jessica, you get to wear the crown for a whole nother year and don't have to do another pageant. Why not, right?
Oh, yes.
Let's do it. Let's do it. So, Jessica, you talked about this being your fifth pageant, right?
This is my fifth year competing.
Okay. And so you snatched the crown this time. What was the preparation like?
The preparation, it's very similar to the Miss Georgia competition preparation. Miss Georgia was in June.
Mm-hmm.
And so really, I just got to carry on what I already had been working on when I had my former title to the Miss Columbus pageant. I just fine-tuned a little bit more things, and I practiced a little harder, and then I competed again.
Oh, you know, someone preparing for a marathon, they'll go out and run. Or someone looking to play basketball, you know, they'll practice the jump shot. How do you prepare for a pageant? Like, what do you do?
Well, the team portion and the Miss portion are a little different, which means the team portion, we do on-stage question, evening gown.
Okay.
We do fitness, and we do talent. And so, really, it was me in the dance studio every single day working on my talent. I do a ballet on point to to Wakanda from the Black Panther soundtrack.
Uh-huh.
And then working on my physical fitness, which is running and going to the gym and really getting to exercise, which I extremely love because I get to run with my two dogs, Switzer and Nelly. And working on my private interview skills,
mm-hmm.
and working on my onstage question skills and just answering questions easy and being able to talk fluently to people.
Now, Jessica, I know you have loving parents, so I know this is not a challenge for you, but how do you think going to a studio every day? I mean, you're young and I don't think you're driving yet. And
I am.
You are driving now. Okay, well, let me watch out. I didn't know you were driving. Yeah. Just let me know when you're on the road, okay?
since 29th, so you probably passed by you.
Okay, all right. Well, my grandma say no news is good news, so I haven't heard anything, so obviously you're doing a great job. But I'm sure at one point, you know, you were dependent upon your parents to get you to the dance studio so you can work on your talent. How do you balance that with your parents?
Well, my parents really do. My dad would much rather me be in the dance studio all the time. My parents wanted me to take more dance classes than I actually take now. I take about 7 dance classes, and my parents would much rather me take like 3 a day.
Wow.
So I think that really it was more of a me wanting to go into the studio as much as my parents want me to go in.
Okay.
So really, really, they're both very passionate about me dancing, and I'm passionate about it as well, but I think my parents give me that little extra push.
So I take dancing as your talent.
Yes,
during the past. Do you have a favorite song or something that you dance to? What do you usually dance to?
Oh, well, like I said, my talent is a ballet on point.
Okay.
Wakanda from the Black Panther soundtrack.
Oh, you did say that. Okay. All right. I missed that. I forgot about the Wakanda part. I was still thinking about coming to America. All right. Sophia, I want to come back to you for a second. Okay. You said you had to finesse the talent. What was your talent?
Yes. So I play classical violin, and I say finesse because at Miss Georgia, I completely chose the wrong song. It was terrible. Like, literally terrible for me. My parents won't admit that they also thought it was terrible. So when I prepared for Miss Columbus, I knew I had to go in a completely different direction.
Uh-huh.
As far as the kind of song I chose, and also just being more confident in general, because I'm not an on stage person, which a lot of people are usually surprised by when they hear that I've done a pageant.
Wow.
So yes, you don't have to have a big personality to do a pageant. Yeah, and so for me, it was a completely different experience being at Miss Columbus because I actually felt confident in my talent, and that was the best I had ever played that song in my entire life.
What song did you play?
I played Vivaldi Concerto, number three in A minor, which has been one of my favorite songs, and I had actually competed in some competitions with that song, and so I was like, this is a good one to go back to, and it's more fun than what I was playing at Miss Georgia.
Okay, I was hoping that you were going to say you played Boys to Me, End of the Road, but I understand. I understand.
For Miss Georgia 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, about 2 years ago, we had a hip-hop violinist to come here to Columbus, and he performed at the Trade Center. He rocked the house. He rocked it. I mean, the talent was amazing. And one of my good friends from back at Albany State, she was Miss Albany State University, she played the violin during the pageant, and she did a phenomenal job, And she did become Miss Albany State, I think I said that, but did a great job. So you know, what is it that you guys think that the general society needs to understand about pageantry and the importance of it? You know, if you just had an open mic and you can just say something about it that you think just need to be said, something that's been on your heart ever since you've been doing pageants, what would you say?
So I'm pretty new to the pageant world, and when my dad first suggested me doing my hometown pageant, I said, absolutely not. I'm not a pageant girl. That sounds nothing like me. And then he said, well, if you win, you get scholarship money. I said, absolutely, I'll try it. We'll see what happens. And then I won. So I think what a lot of people don't understand is that pageant girls are not just beautiful airheads. These girls, that I compete against are the most intelligent women that I have ever met in my life. These girls are using these pageants to pay for law school, to pay for medical school, to pay for dentistry school, to pay for to being a teacher. I mean, anything that you can imagine, these girls can do and will do. And these are the most strong-willed, intelligent young women in the country.
Wow. Wow. You know, I think you just really opened our eyes to so much. I mean, pageant participants are future doctors and future lawyers and educators and astronauts and everything else, you know, that is extremely important. And, you know, when I think about pageantry, I also think about the field of modeling. And the women that broke through in that area, you know, I'm sure you guys can name them. Some of the first black female models I don't know. I guess because of both of them have a stage present to it, a stage presence, and I just see it in the same light. But what I do see between both is it seems like we have had struggles of minority women finding their place in that world. Jessica, how do you feel about that?
I think you're 100% correct. I remember one of my first years. Actually, this is a story that I've never really told anyone, but I was Miss Fulton County's outstanding teen at the time, and I was 13. I was the youngest contestant in the Miss on the Miss Georgia stage that year, and I came downstairs after they announced the top 15, and I didn't make top 15, and I was talking, and I was just like, I'm really upset, and then a girl backstage was just like, you know, I don't understand why you're upset, because Fulton County girls never make top 15. And so it was kind of just like, in that moment, it was just so surreal to me because I was just like, how can you say that just because I have a certain title, I'm not going to make top 15?
Right.
So it was like, in that moment, I decided that was going to be my motivation every single time I compete. Every single year, I was going to think about someone telling me my first year I wasn't going to make top 15 just because I had that one title. So really, it's just looking at different outlooks in the system and finding different motivations to push yourself forward and really to try your best every single day and every single time you compete.
Wow. First of all, what a message. And your inspiration is just phenomenal. Because we know who lives in Fulton County.
Yes.
We know what Fulton County looks like. It's not a secret. And for someone to say that to you, you can't hear that and not think of it through racial lens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to do so. You know, but there are still glass ceilings that must be shattered within the world of pageantry and so many other things, particularly for black women. Yes. you know, I say all the time, I think black women are the strongest ethnic gender group in this world, in our country all together. And I look at how black women sustained my family, from my grandmother to my mother raised me as a single mother, and the contributions of so many black women all around this country, you know, and the strikes that you've had against you, you know, the one being a woman and the other one being black, you know, it's just always the last person thought about, but the most reliable person there. Mm-hmm. Just like right now, if you look at voting, the most reliable voting bloc are black women. And they oftentimes are the ones that are last to be fed at the table of society, the table of life. But you guys are counteracting that. And that's what makes this so important. This is not just a moment in history of Columbus because we have three black queens. This is a statement. This is a movement. This is something that future young girls in this city will look back at and say, there was one point in which we had three queens from right here in Columbus, Georgia. And maybe one day they'll even be able to pull this radio show and hear your story, Jessica. Hear about your brother, Lindsay. Hear about what you've gone through, Sophia, and how you've managed, you know, moving around. Sometimes it's difficult to live from place to place and find your footing and find your place and find the foundation to move forward. What would you girls say that being a queen, what has it done for you spiritually and with your self-confidence? What has it done for you?
Well, for me, it's really reminded me of my purpose as a role model, as a black woman. My background is not pageantry, it's swimming. And in that world, I was also a minority. And so I grew up being the person that other young black girls were looking up to set an example. And so when I moved away from swimming, I didn't have that anymore. And so being able to step into a role where I can be a role model, where I know that I have a voice and I can speak up and I can encourage people to use their voice as well, is incredibly empowering. And I think that's one of my favorite parts about being in this organization.
Wow.
And I think that, like Sophia said, I've done pageants my whole life, and I've always been a minority in pageants. And it's strange because I'm only 16, but I didn't realize how much young girls look up to me. Like, there's a girl at my dance studio, and I was in stretch class, and it was a stretch class for anyone on any level. So there was little girls in there and older girls, and I was in a group with two little girls in me, and one of the little girls told the other girl, she said, "Do you like the fact that I'm at the dance studio?" Because they're friends. And she was just like, "Yeah." She said, "Well, she's the reason I started dancing," and she pointed at me, and I was just like, "Well, what are you talking about?" She said, "Well, I saw you compete at Miss Georgia like 2 years ago, and I told my mom to put me in dance classes." And this was a daughter of one of the makeup artists that's a makeup artist in the Miss America system,
wow,
or any pageant system. And it was just crazy to me to think about that. I impacted someone, and I led someone to choose to be a dancer, and I didn't even say anything to them, and I didn't even know that that was the reason
you didn't
they
know.
Chose to dance.
You didn't know.
That random day in stretch class. So it's just crazy to me to think that I'm 16 and I'm still influencing people and helping young African-American girls choose their different passions.
That's why when you know you are moving in your divine path, when you know that you are taking the steps that God wants you to take, you can't look for approval in man, and you certainly can't look for a pat on the back. You just got to go forth and do what you got to do, and know that at the end of the day, you are doing it with good intentions because, one, you want to make a difference, or two, you're trying to bust through so that other people won't have such a hard time doing what you're trying to do. And we have to be bold and courageous like that. We have to move forward with our passion, and that's what I feel in this room. I feel a lot of passion. And you can look at that whether you're talking about being a community leader, whether you're talking about running for office, whether you're talking about starting a school, whether you're talking about opening a daycare or after-school program or a feeding the hungry program, whatever it is, if it's in your heart, you have to seek it. And you can't allow someone else to hold you back because you never know. You never know when you will have that impact. And if you can impact just one, your time and your effort has not been in vain.
Absolutely.
It's not been in vain.
And I will say, one of the most interesting and most fun parts about being a pageant queen is being in parades. Mm-hmm. And that is the time that I take to wave at every little black girl in that audience and make eye contact with them and make sure that they know they matter. And there was one time my grandmother was sitting in the audience of a parade, and I waved at her and I said, "Hey, Grandma." And she just burst into tears. Oh. And it's not just about all the little girls who need somebody to look up to, but it's about our grandmothers and our mothers that need to see that their work and their struggle has been worth it.
Yes. I can imagine the tears that your grandmother shed, that they were equivalent to the same tears that millions of Americans share the night that President Obama was elected president. It was tears of struggle and tears of shedded blood and tears of denial and disappointment and tears of down spirits that was finally leaving the body because they had seen what they had been fighting so hard for to accomplish. You know, my great-granddaddy and my grandfather fought in the military, fought for our country on foreign soil so that I could be the first in my family to go to college. And they never got a chance to see me go nor graduate, but it was their sacrifices that set the foundation for someone like me. It was your grandmother's sacrifices that set the foundation for you. Well, I tell you, when you're having a good conversation, time runs fast, and we got to start wrapping this up. I want to give you ladies just one last time to say whatever you want to say to the Columbus audience. We are heard from LaGrange, Georgia, all the way down to near Pensacola, and as far over as Butler and Reynolds, Georgia, and as far west as Crawford and Seal and some of those great places out toward Tuskegee. So have your way. Just close us out and say what you want to say. Certainly give us your name again and your title, whatever you say when you introduce yourself, you know, when you go to an event.
Well, this is Safiya Abdullah, Miss Columbus 2020, and I just want to say, if there's something you want to do, go for it. Don't ever be your own obstacle.
This is Jessica Roberts, Miss Columbus's Outstanding Teen 2020, and I just want to squeeze my platform in here since we're on the radio stations and say that my platform is people helping animals, animals helping people, and to always remember to look at your local animal shelters when you're trying to find your new forever friends.
And I am Lindsay Richardson, Miss Southern Rivers 2020, and I use this speech sometimes when I'm talking to people from all walks of life. It's a song called Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes. To be successful, you got to get out of your own head. You got to take the weight of the world off your shoulders. You got to focus on your needs and never be afraid to put your toes in the water.
I love it. My 3-year-old sing that song all the time. Head, shoulder, knees and toes, knees and toes. Yeah, when you have a young one like I do, you are familiar with all of the new kids songs. So I will tell you guys, this has been one of the most beautiful shows I've ever had. You know, not only literally and figuratively, it's been one of the most beautiful shows, and it has truly been my honor to be in the presence of three amazing, magnificent, brilliant, smart, phenomenal, ground-shattering queens.
Thank you.
From Columbus,
pleasure.
Georgia. And we are so proud of you. We're going to be here to support you as much as we can. And when you walk out, wherever you are, you hold your head high. You let the diamonds in that crown shine. And you don't let, even if someone is frowning at you, you smile back at them and keep on walking. Because there's nothing they can do to take that sash off your shoulder. All right? All right, ladies, we're going to do it. Let's continue to make Columbus proud. Thank you so much. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I look forward to you guys joining me next Sunday.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and its radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.